Hey, Yael. It's time once again for the Moment of Science Word of the Day. The word of the day, please.
Don, today's word of the day is spandrel.
Spandrel? You mean the little dog?
That's spaniel. This is spandrel.
I don't think I know what a spandrel is, and yet I know all things about science. How can this be?
It's because spandrel is a term from architecture. Imagine a dome that's held up by four arches, the way it's done in cathedrals. When you do this, you wind up with some leftover space between each arch. That's a spandrel. Nobody planned for that extra space to be there, but if you're going to put a dome on top of four arches, you will always have it. Since it was there, people started painting angels in the leftover space, and it became one of the nicest parts of many cathedrals. Biologist Stephen Jay Gould used the term spandrel to express something that happens in evolution all the time. He gave the example of the Irish elk. It had enormous antlers. To hold up those huge antlers, it developed big spines on the vertebrae at its shoulders. This made a hump on the animal's back. The hump later became useful as a mating device. Bigger humps were sexy. But the hump wasn't developed in order to attract mates. It was just a byproduct of having big antlers. Later on, since it was already there, it developed into other uses as well. That's a spandrel.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from Penco.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.